3-7.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. It is October 24th, Wednesday, 2012, and you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Folks, you know the routine. Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean on my Facebook, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. If you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. And we have a woman by the name of Trayon who realizes that, yes, indeed, it is in fact a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. She just sent us an email yesterday and had the chance to speak with her for a little bit. And this was the email. Thank you, Bradley, for your recent article on Mask Off, this is the name of the title, Canadians Now Warning Americans.
Yeah.
Last week's commentary on WorldNet Daily was the front page, and also on a whole host of other commentaries that picked it up afterwards. You can find it at The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. She said the battle here in Colorado is fierce over this very issue. The political stage is set once again to go for civil unions. It gets uglier each time. Thank God civil unions were defeated not once, but twice in the 2012 legislative session. Many blessings, and please keep the truth coming. Now, Trayon sent that, and she is very active down there. She's doing a lot of good stuff. She's a bulwark in many areas. And she wants the Sons of Liberty to come out there and help her in her efforts. The reason I bring that up is because, folks, there is people like her that are you all over the country that are standing for these issues.
Patriots, and you are Sons of Liberty. Just exactly. So I understand that.
Exactly.
There you go. Okay.
Sons of Liberty and Daughters of Liberty. We don't want to be a war on women here.
No,
you know?
No.
I mean,
yeah.
Oh, jeez. No, we can get pink, white, and blue
political
instead
rhetoric.
Of red, white, and blue.
Political rhetoric.
So people like Trayon, who invited us out there to help her do war in her area, that's exactly what we are here to do. We are at your service, folks. As Bradley has mentioned, as we have mentioned, you followed us on Facebook. We've just got off of a six-state, six-week tour. We're heading back out again, and wouldn't you love to know where we're going? Well, we could be going to your community, to your town, and to wherever you are at, folks, as sons and daughters of liberty and join forces together. There's no reason why we can't.
That's key. Join forces together.
That's right. Strength
in
numbers.
It doesn't mean that's all we're doing is coming and exhorting mm-hmm. and edifying. We're showing that we're in the battle. We're going forward, but we're not doing everything.
And we found, too, that in every area that we go to, there's easily a majority of people are conservative-minded people. And when I say conservative, I don't want to give the wrong meaning here. What I'm talking about is constitutionally sound, biblically-based people.
Preservatives.
Because that's that is the foundation of this country. All of this other garbage that's mainstream hyped, the way they connect the dots is through solar panels and through mediums that aren't real. They're not people, but it makes them look bigger than they are. So our whole purpose, and when we come to these areas, is to unite people and to equip them with the information that's necessary, along with the courage, which Trayon brought up on the phone with me yesterday. There's courage. That's right, there's courage. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And when you have that liberty, you also have boldness. Because the wicked flee when none pursue, but the righteous, speaking of righteous, are made bold as lions. Now, on the front page of our website, thesonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, there is Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. We want you to do so, but also want you to know that we are at your service to unite you and your communities with an event. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com, and there's more information on that right there. Also, join the Facebook page, The Sons of Liberty on Facebook. We thank you very much for joining. You've been commenting daily. People are commenting. People are liking articles, passing them along. That's important. We've got to keep the spirit of liberty alive. And
I think our last article was 99,000 hits on one outlet.
Yeah, we did
that
pretty well.
That means 99,000 reads on one outlet.
Yep.
And we're on five or six different outlets right now. So
easily broke the six figures.
Amen. Amen. So God is honoring faithfulness and perseverance, no question about it. Folks, Scripture tells us that our war is against, it's a spiritual battle, is at length what it says. And I'm actually rolling it up right now. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Right after that, church, patriots, one and the same. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. Why would you need armor? Because you're in a spiritual battle.
That's right.
That you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand. Stand, therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Peace is important. Peace is at the end of law, friends. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. We need to understand that we are in warfare. There's no question about it. Even the common man, the natural man, the carnal man will tell you that we are in a battle. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. But America, I want to reassure you something. I want you to understand that your battle is against less than 1.7% of the population. I want to say that again. I want you to understand that your battle is against less than 1.7% of the population. My Bible tells me that the bold are made righteous as lions. The wicked flee when none pursueth. And I think Jacob had just shot that scripture out at you. It's Proverbs 28. But friends, you need to understand, you just need to open your eyes. You just need to get back to our foundations once again and stand up. Put your foot on the Bible and the Constitution and say, I'm not moving here. That's called a pillar. Pillars don't move, friends. And neither do the sons of liberty
purpose.
By the power of grace in Christ Jesus because of his mercy. Friends, if you'd like to be a part of the show today, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. The phone number is 1-877-807-9977. We're going to come right back with the state-run media at it again. Folks, when are people going to stand up and shut them down?
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of supporters like you. If you have not partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I wanted to say thank you to you guys, Bradley and Jake, for what you guys do. It's an awesome campaign that you guys are getting people active and putting boots on the ground. You guys actually prod Americans to do something about the problem. So I just wanted to say I appreciate the radio show, Sons of Liberty, and hopefully you guys continue for many more years to come and we can make a better America for our posterity. So thanks, you guys.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosat Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or beprepared.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake, 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, for those that didn't catch this yesterday, NBC, MSNBC's at it again. You want to talk about the arrogance, the lawlessness? It's overwhelming to see and to hear the things that are perpetuated through the propaganda machine, namely MSNBC in this particular situation, and what the American people stand back and allow them to do. And I don't care if anybody listens to them. You hear this all the time. We do radio interviews all the time. They ask about our lawsuit against Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. They always tell me, Bradley, nobody listens to them anyway. It's not the point. The point is a little leaven leavens the whole lump. The point is the foxes spoil the vine. And here's the real kicker, friends. It's lawless speech. They don't have the right to spread misinformation on a daily basis the way that they do. And the American people think that it's free speech. It's not free speech to put jihads out on people's lives the way Rachel Maddow, MSNBC, did on my ministry. It's not free speech to lie, to slander, to defame. It's not free speech to use the race card against the American people when it was the American people that actually voted this president because he was a black man. And it wasn't Obama's victory, it was the American people's victory. America, it is not free speech to lie, to continuously inundate the American people with propaganda. We just seen last week at the banquet, who was sitting right behind President Barack Hussein Obama? Chris Matthews from MSNBC. He was standing, or actually, he was sitting right behind him. He looked very uncomfortable.
What's he doing? Man, with a bunch of Catholics.
Well, he's sitting there with his two little pom poms in his hand, cheerleading Obama for everything he does and says. He's the guy that gets the thrill up his leg. And folks, I don't mean to blow in the wind MSNBC in hopes of them getting ratings. I'm just simply saying, friends, that we need to enforce the laws of the land against what people are complaining about in this country. And let me remind you, it's not legal for them to do the things that they do. And they do it because, again, it always comes back to this, the American people tolerate it. And I'm sick and tired of it. Now, friends, here's Chris Matthews talking about the Republicans. And again, folks, you already know the Sons of Liberty. We're not aristocrats. We're not Democrats. We're Christocrats. I believe in the Constitution. I firstly believe in the Word of God and the Declaration of Independence as the bedrock for our governments and our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. I want you to hear what Chris says. Folks, he's clearly a communist. He's clearly a socialist, being used. He's a useful idiot in every sense of the word. Him, Rachel Maddow, Ed Schultz, all the whole gang over there. The arrogance. And what? Let me ask you a question, friends. What are they promoting? That's the first question. The second one is, what are they promoting that's legal and lawful in America? I ask you the question. They promote abortion, murder of babies in the womb as free choice. They promote homosexuality. Rachel's out there busy trying to find someone she can lay another accusation. So are you saying that you want to kill gays? You want to execute gays? As she attempts to use a shield that really is her spear, if you want to call it that. Trying to advocate, trying to get their foot in the door. Well, we got it in one foot. You know, now let's start blaming someone else. People are already accepting the homosexual lifestyle. No, they're not. Well, we got to push. We got to blame them for something then, so we can get them out of our way. That's totalitarianism, authoritarianism, whatever you want to call it. Let's listen to Chris Matthew talk about you, America, and the view of Obama. And why you want him out of office. Listen carefully.
Well, I think they're more political than either you or I. I think they hate Obama. They want him out of the White House more than they want to destroy Al-Qaeda. Their number one enemy in the world
right
now.
Stop right there. Just think of that charge, friends.
Yep.
Just think of what he just said. They hate him more than Al-Qaeda. Interesting that he would bring forth that comparison, isn't it?
Yeah, that is
or that parallel. Well, if you look at it, he is the one advocating radical Islam,
yeah.
Muslim Brotherhood, Sharia law.
To me they love Muslims more than they love the American Christian ideals that established the liberties in this country.
So does it come to this then Chris Matthews is not only blind, but he's stupid? Do you think he willfully submits himself as a useful idiot to a communist, authoritarian, totalitarianism agenda? I don't think he does. I think he's really stupid. Yeah. I really do think he's that stupid.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that to demean him. He's doing that all by himself.
Yeah. Well, sin makes somebody stupid. I mean, when you forsake the God who created you, gave you your own brains, and you forsake him, come on.
Well, that's the first step. That's
right. And you go
he's
reprobate.
A reprobate. Yeah, he's void of judgment.
Yep.
But listen to what he says. Play that again.
Well, I think they're more political than either you or I. I think they hate Obama. They want him out of the White House more than they want to destroy Al-Qaeda. Their number one enemy in the world right now, on the right, is their hatred for Obama. And we could go into that about the white working class in the South and look at these numbers we're getting the last couple of days.
This is incredible.
About racial hatred in many cases. This isn't about being a better president. They want to get rid of this president. That's their number one guy.
Now,
and they're willing to let Romney go to the hard center, even a bit to the left on issues, as long as they get rid of this guy.
Go. Hang on a second. I want you to go real quick and pull up for me, if you would. Because this man, what he's doing, this is dangerous reporting. He's actually, folks, he's actually helping this administration. And I've said this for a long time, and people are just starting to catch on to it now. He's actually helping things towards civil unrest,
mm-hmm.
domestic insurrection.
Yeah.
That's exactly what this is bringing about, friends.
Yep.
This kind of reporting is dangerous. Now, I'm going to prove my point in just a second here. Go ahead and give me the stats as to the people that want to kill Romney over the last couple weeks. This has become news, friends. And again, I'm not caught up in the game. I'm just showing you the difference. Now, it's interesting, back to Chris Matthews, how he's saying that the right hates Obama. Well, the fact of the matter is, and as I've said this so many times before, the right wouldn't have a left if the right was doing their job all the time. Okay? We're ruled by one law, friends, not two. One law, not two. Republicans and Democrats, we're all ruled by law, like it or not. Did you want to interject?
Yeah, I was just going to make the point because he did say something, and you can honestly, you can tell sometimes the enemies will speak the truth. And this is what he said. He said, the people, America right now, or the Republicans or the right or whatever, are willing to accept a candidate that is hard center and even a little left. He's right about Romney there.
Yeah.
He is at best the center, and he's not the center. He is actually left. Now, his comparison of the two to say that it's because they hate Obama that they're willing to accept that. No, it's America's willingness to accept the bludgeoning that's been happening to them over the past decade from presidents, from legislature, just handing down to them constantly barrages of unlawfulness. And then they're willing to say, well, you know what, at least this candidate, Mitt Romney, won't give us as many barrages. So he's correct in that. But the bottom line is people can't stand and despise Obama for the right reasons. The guy's a liar.
Wait,
he's completely a liar, and he's at war with them.
He's not being ruled by the laws of the land.
And for Kristinata,
our government, the Republican form of government.
That's right.
And if he's breaking the law, why do you have a Chris Matthews out there defending him?
That's right.
Does he realize that it's his country we're talking about, not a third world nation?
I mean,
I don't think he does.
No, he doesn't, because what goes first in a communist nation or a socialist nation? The First Amendment. That's the first thing that goes out the window because
of
government control.
What's under attack?
Exactly. And so if he's a member of the press, you'd think he would see this. But to the other side of this, again, Romney really is left of center. He really is. For us to just lay down and accept that Romney's our guy, somebody asked me today, how do you think the elections are going? I think people are, and I think this is right, they are not voting for Romney. They're voting against Obama.
Yeah.
Why? Because of the reasons we just explained.
The threats that have been taking place against the patriots, the American people that agree with who we are in this country. Reports say there's so many threats via tweets, they're innumerable.
That's right.
Folks, don't you be intimidated by this.
You know,
don't you stand down and don't take your counsels from your fears. No, you stand up. The threats that are coming, less than 1.7% of the population. But what's dangerous about that, friends, is you got to keep in mind, remember back in Japan, remember back in the times of Mao Zedong, remember the times of Hitler. Remember what they would always use. They would always use a minority group to attempt to overthrow the majority. The old getting rid of the new. The have-nots getting rid of the haves. This is what you have to be careful of. And this imbecile with MSNBC, Chris Matthews, is falling for it hook, line, and sinker.
Yeah,
and he is an idiot. And by the way, this is dangerous. And I'm going to come back right after this break, and I'm going to show you how dangerous it really is. Folks, do you remember Rodney King? Oh, and by the way, side note, Chris, Oklahoma, you're welcome. I don't know what you hung up for, but we appreciate you. Be right back after this, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Vote for radio. You know, right now, so many people are trying to get themselves elected. Not a day goes by I don't see a billboard, or get a mailer, or a flyer, or receive a phone call from a politician of some sort. All politicians have something to say, so why don't they say it? That's right, say it, here on the radio. That way, voters could hear the emotion in their voices, and hear the passion they might have to serve the public as an elected official. You know what, politicians and campaign managers? Radio can do that for you. Here on GCN. GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. You can target voters with an affordable radio campaign that might help you get elected by using a medium where your competition may not be. Radio and advertising on GCN is more affordable than you might think. Learn more. Visit GCNlive.com. Then shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com. That's advertise@GCNlive.com. Vote for radio.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. I was just asking Jake what the big, it doesn't matter. Folks, let's go back to Chris Matthews again real quick. And I want you to hear this piece one more time. In his idiocy, in his ignorance, in his state of being a reprobate, I want you to hear carefully as to what he was saying. And tell me this isn't inciting riot within America. Tell me he's not feeding the fuel of division. Tell me he's not feeding those that feel like they're already the victim in the first place. Go ahead and play that.
Well, I think they're more political than either you or I. I think they hate Obama. They want him out of the White House more than they want to destroy Al-Qaeda. Their number one enemy in the world right now, on the right, is their hatred for Obama. And we could go into that about the white working class in the South and looking at these numbers we're getting the last couple of days about racial hatred in many cases. This isn't about being a better president. They want to get rid of this president. That's their number one goal, and they're willing to let Romney go to the hard center, even a bit to the left on issues, as long as they get rid of this guy. Romney went in there tonight with 16-ounce gloves. He didn't want to look too ferocious. He just wanted to win. And the way he wanted to win was not make himself into the right winger that the right wing that's supporting him really are.
Okay, so he acknowledges one thing, and this is what we're talking about on the break. He acknowledges the hard center. What is the hard center, Chris Matthews? Shouldn't the hard center be the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence? Or is that right-wing hate speech now? No, it's not, and he knows it. What is our government founded on? That should be the center. Our Constitution, our Declaration. He's willfully acknowledging that not only Romney, who is left of center, and he is, folks, he is. Just look at his policies. He's left of center. He's going down the road, Romney, he's going down the road to socialism and communism. But Obama has already took off on that path probably about 10 years prior to Romney, so he's got a head start on him.
Yeah.
Chris Matthews is embracing left of center, and he's clearly telling you. Now, what is center? Folks, they know what center is. Just like everybody who has a conscience in their heart knows what God is and knows who God is and knows God's laws.
Yeah.
And they're convicted and condemned of self, so they keep moving left thinking they're going to get further and further away from the Constitution, that all of a sudden they'll just forget about it. It is an anchor.
Isn't it interesting that President Barack Hussein Obama Why doesn't he get on the television and tell these people to tone it down? Maybe he's advocating division. And who's throwing out the race card 24/7?
And you never apologize.
War on women?
Yep. There's never an apology.
Attacking the church?
Yep.
Attacking our republic? Murdering? Making sure that babies are snuffed out in the womb?
Yep.
4 million since he's been in office? Wow. It's pretty crazy. But let's go back to Chris Matthews. This is the important part. Could it be possible that he's inciting domestic insurrection?
Yeah.
Advertently, inadvertently, absolutely. Yeah. Should they not be held accountable for the outcome?
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
And here's how they know again.
Hey, the homosexuals are trying to blame anybody that doesn't, when the kids commit mm-hmm. suicide. They want to blame the heterosexuals for the suicide, yet it's the homosexuals that are confusing them.
That's right.
So inadvertently, it really is. But let's go back to the 90s. Do you remember a guy named Rodney King, friends? Remember when the media portrayed the Rodney King story as a group of racist policemen beating on a black man? They neglected to tell you that there was 58 witnesses and 200 testimonies that followed. How come we never heard about that? It's kind of like the George Zimmerman situation from MSNBC,
right,
who's now going to be sued by Zimmerman, and good for him.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, because they had to omit information, what did they do? They were creating racial war
mm-hmm.
within the United States. And the DOJ sat back there and made sure that racial war was being created.
That's right.
Through MSNBC. Don't tell me I'm lying, folks, because it's all there.
And they politicized it.
In every sense of the word.
They loved it.
Yeah, totally. Now, I think it's important for people to understand what's going on here, because even remember CNN. Remember the O.J. Simpson case? The murder trial of his wife and another man. Do you remember after the verdict, CNN came out and they had a black response and a white response? Why would they do something like that? Who's trying to divide and conquer? Who's trying to create racial war? Who's doing this, friends? And then what they do is, if they don't have something, then they'll create something. They'll go grab some immoral people and they'll say, hey, we need to give them their rights too. Knowing all the well that the American people are saying, no, that's against the law.
Mm-hmm.
But the American people will tolerate what their lawlessness is actually advocating. And they know it's against our form of government in every sense of the word, just like this president is. I mean, I just don't get it. No, I totally get it. I totally get what they're doing. I can see it is clear as the nose on your face. This is promoted. It's conceived by people. Because this is how you take down a country. You create inner turmoil, and then you bring a strong arm in, and they dominate through a new version of force. Just like we're seeing a case in point, UN coming in now saying, hey, we need to enforce the security of the minorities when voting at the polls. Really? Could it be because Obama's getting his hind end spanked and he doesn't like it? Folks, I'm not caught up in this Romney-Obama charade. I just want you to know that. It's nothing but a charade. They're both players on the same field, and you just happen to be the pieces that they're playing. I'm just saying that what's happening, friends, is they're using the media to divide and conquer, and they do this 24/7. Let's go back to Rodney King. King attracted police by driving recklessly to speeds of over 115 miles per hour, and police chased him for over 8 miles. Did you know that back in the 90s, friends, or did the media fail to tell you that? No, I know. They failed to tell you that. Not inadvertently, purposely. King, Rodney King, who was beaten by these racist policemen beating on a black man, was convicted of a felon for armed robbery. How would you treat someone that you knew was an armed robber? Right? There were two other black passengers in King's car who cooperated with police officers, but Rodney King didn't. Were you told that?
No.
No. They just kept showing you the video of the cops beating Rodney King on the ground, didn't they, friends? Who's responsible for all of this, friends? The media is. King was under the influence of drugs and alcohol. That's why he kept standing up, even being beaten. King resisted arrest. Were you told that, friends? Nope. You weren't told that. Were you told that he was under the influence of drugs and alcohol? Nope. King began dancing around erratically, even shaking his backside, his biscuits, at a female police officer. Assault against a soldier is an assault against the king, friends. That's how your government works, and rightfully so. Because I've got a lot of good cop friends out there. Were you told that? Nope, they didn't show you that, did they, friends? King ignored police commands to get down on the ground, so four officers tackled him. He rose up and threw off the officers. That's what crystal methane does, too, by the way. Were you told that? No, they never showed you that, friends. They didn't want you to see that. And even after an attempt to put him into submission by a stun gun, King still rose up and charged an officer. That would be pretty scary stuff if I was a cop trying to subdue a big man like that. Were you told that? No, you weren't told that because they didn't want you to know that. But this is the important part. What was the outcome? What was the outcome? Well, folks, the L.A. riots. The L.A. riots were started because of all this misinformation given to you on the Rodney King case. But there the media was to continuously replay day in and day out and day in and day out and getting into the minds of the people that Rodney King was beaten mercilessly for no reason.
Just because he was black.
That because he was black. But friends, were you told all of that information? No, you weren't. More than 60 people lost their lives amid the looting and fires that ravaged L.A., Los Angeles, over 5 days, starting April 29th, 1992. 10 people were shot to death. An additional 44 people died in other homicides or incidents tied to the rioting that was created because of the lack of information given to the American people, namely in Los Angeles. So let me ask you, was there objective? Was it reached? Yes. Yes, it was. They got the response that they wanted. What do we have to do? How hard do we have to push? I remember back in the 90s, you couldn't turn TV on without seeing that film of Rodney King being beaten up. But we didn't have all the facts, friends. Just, let's go to the present now. George Zimmerman, Trayvon Martin. How they pushed it and pushed it and even showed Trayvon Martin's 10-year-old picture. Yep. That poor black kid that was threatening the life of George Zimmerman. Did we hear about that right away?
Nope.
Did we hear about what NBC did through omitting portions of that audio from 9/11 or called into 911? After being threatened? Nope. No, they had to create this story, so they had to omit. And folks, it's nothing new under the sun, and they're doing it. They did it yesterday. They're going to do it today. And there's nothing new under the sun. And it's going to continue to happen this way until the American people figure out that this is contrived. And it's dangerous. Folks, the media puts a jihad on anybody that they want to. But I'll tell you what, the minute you stand up against it, they don't know how to respond to you. The only thing they don't know how to do now is just put your name, like they did with me, after Rachel said that I was calling for the execution of homosexuals, when in fact I said the homosexuals, the Muslims were calling for the execution of homosexuals. The radicals put my house up online. They put a picture of my house up online. I began to get death threats. We reported them to the FBI. Folks, I'm trying to figure out what this is all about. I got it all figured out. Are you getting it figured out? Because it's aimed at who you really are, America, and you better put a stop to it. We'll be right back after this break.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To the Sons of Liberty. We got Jeff calling from Missouri. Is it miserable there, Jeff?
It's Michigan.
Oh, Michigan.
No,
sorry.
What do I know? It's not so bad out here.
Okay, gotcha. Well, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake.
Awesome. Hey, so I'm just listening to the conversation here, and so I'm just like, I remember when Bush actually walked out of office, and I can remember watching his mentality kind of slipping towards the end of his run. And I remember the look on his face when he actually passed Obama. So I'm just kind of wondering, who is this 1.7% that's actually making the shot calls? And are the presidents actually just like puppets being pushed by the minority anyway?
Well, they're puppets. They're puppets. They're looking for the people that are willing to sell out the Republic. And that's what they're doing. That's who's standing behind these jokers. And the higher ups, of course. Back in the 90s, Clinton was told there's some things he can do and there's some things that he can't do. And basically what he was saying in essence, Jeff, is there's a government inside of this government that I have no control over. So don't ever forget that, friends. Don't ever forget that. And by the way, what Jake just brought up, I think, is going to answer Jeff's question to a T. Thank you for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it. Hang on for Heather really quick. But go ahead and share him. He's asking, where's this coming from?
Yeah.
Who's helping push this? Who are these people? And again, just keep in mind, friends, anybody that's willing to sell out your country.
That's right.
That's who's standing behind this administration.
No, our friends on MRC, everybody knows MRC, but MRC TV, Dan Joseph.
Media Research Center.
That's right. He goes out and he talks to folks just on the streets, and he went to an Obama rally at George Mason University in Fairfax, Virginia.
All 15 people show up?
That's right. As a matter of fact, it's probably about the total number here. But he goes and talks to him. Now, he's interviewed Bradley before, this Dan Joseph.
Okay,
he's a very fair guy.
Let me add to that.
Mm-hmm.
Jake, keep your train of thought.
Yeah.
This is what I'm talking about. There's nobody there. Mm-hmm. You know, throughout the state-run media, everybody's talking about Sandra Fluke.
Yeah.
She wants contraception paid for, right? Mm-hmm. Georgetown University, I believe.
Yeah.
Right? You guys got to pay for it. They put it out there like it's like everybody is saying, you have to pay for our contraception.
Yeah. And everybody
she's on the road, friends. Her last meeting had 10 people there. How come you didn't hear about that through these state-run outlets? How come when we see Obama, he's got to contrive and fabricate these numbers? Folks, he doesn't have the support.
That's right.
But this neck-to-neck run is a game. It's a joke. It's just that simple. You wouldn't go to a wrestling match unless you thought there was going to be some sort of a challenge,
mm-hmm.
some sort of a fight, some sort of a struggle. Well, it's neck and neck. It's neck and... Really?
Yeah. So buy our paper tomorrow, and we'll tell you what happens.
That's exactly.
Tomorrow.
We'll give you our opinion right. as to what the results are going to be, even though we don't even really believe it within ourselves. But go back to this point, Jake, because...
Yeah. Sandra Fluke, just to make the point, guess who did show up to her rally, though? The press. They showed
That's
up
right.
and put her on camera and,
That's right.
and allowed her to speak as an authority on the topic.
Yeah.
And she was acting like she wasn't shaken, but the writing was on the wall. There was practically nobody there.
I'm not kidding. There was 10 people yep. there, friends.
Yep, that was the
and
count.
This is, just think of all the money that was put into her
mm-hmm.
to put her up, and she has 10 people. In other words, people aren't falling
people
for
ain't
it,
buying
friends.
It. People ain't buying it. That's right. So this was a packed Obama rally, supposedly, I mean, quote unquote. And this is where Dan Joseph goes to from the Media Research Center, MRC TV. He said he started asking people questions. We want to know what journalists you trust the most to bring you informative election coverage and political news this cycle.
At That's the Obama asked. Rally, you're saying?
That's right.
Okay.
He's talking to Obama people. I mean, you can see him. You can watch the video posted on
yeah,
our
Yeah, they're all a bunch of women. They look yeah. like a bunch of underachievers, no offense.
And there was. I mean, there was a handful of... Well, anyways, okay, so I'll keep going. We want to know... This guy says, I usually watch CNN because there seems to be a little bit more objective.
Isn't that where Van Jones is at?
Yeah, he's been there.
He's
the
a
past
known communist.
Two times.
Okay,
I've
okay.
seen him on the political
yeah,
analysis.
Yep. Yeah.
Definitely not anyone on CNN, said another person, explaining the network is far too right for her taste. Again, folks, what is the center? Isn't the center what we should be working off of? If you can believe it, multiple Obama supporters said they got their news from Comedy Central's Jon Stewart.
Yeah.
Comedy Central's Jon Stewart.
Yep.
Useful idiots. That is exactly what they are, and it's all about entertainment. And there's about 20,000 of them. They're going to be at a stadium near you this Sunday.
And this wouldn't even have been taken seriously 20 years ago.
Not even close.
No.
I mean,
it wouldn't be tolerated.
No.
Yeah.
And
but go ahead, Jake. Give the rest of the NBC's up on top.
That's right. Here's the top, okay? MSNBC's Rachel Maddow, four people. MSNBC's Chris Matthews. NBC's Brian Williams. Comedy Central's Jon Stewart. He tied with Rachel Maddow. Comedy Central Stephen Colbert.
But, Jake, yeah. One more point. It's mm-hmm. important that people understand the numbers. There was only four people that said Rachel Maddow.
That's right.
How many people watched the next guy?
Comedy Central Jon Stewart, four.
The next guy?
Chris Matthews was
one. You didn't get that, but okay. We'll just sidestep that.
Chris Matthews was one. Brian
Williams
was one.
Rachel thinks she's a guy, Jake.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Now I'm there. I'm there. So two guys tied for first. Comedy Central Stephen Colbert, one. Bill Mayer. Two people voted for
him. He is a vile, vile human being, dude.
CNN, one person said. Not Fox, three. Anyone but CNN, one. PolitiFact, two. Alan Cooper, one. And Fox News' Brett Baier, one. And you can watch these videos of these people actually giving the feedback. But folks, the point is these people's brains are seriously, they really are in somebody else's head. And some of these people, I gotta say, they've been from cradle to college. They have been brainwashed.
Yeah, by a bunch of burnt hippies,
exactly.
dude, that were brainwashed. And what do you expect?
Their parents probably are conservatives and churchgoers, a lot of them. And so the parents, as they yell at the TV, as you make the point every week, if they send their kids to a public school system, and then they send them to a university where they finish the job, and these are the people that they watch to get political analysis. Not I do my own research.
Burnt hippies.
That's right.
The philosophy taught in the classroom in one generation will be the philosophy and government in the next.
That's right.
What were they taught in the 60s? You're seeing the fruit of it.
You got it.
Yeah.
And the fruit of it going to what they're watching. How do you get, how do you get an objective opinion when you watch these sources? NBC and MSNBC.
They don't want an objective opinion.
Exactly.
They're lawless people.
Exactly.
They're a bunch of stinking libertarians like this joker running for the president who said it's not the government's job to basically enforce any moral standard. Yep. Well, what's their purpose then?
That's right. Isn't all law a reflection of morality? That's right.
They are.
So no morality means no law, right?
Yeah.
And anarchy, and they literally will embrace that. But these publications, this is the thing that gets me, and it gets me all the time, and maybe I just need to get over how naive I am. But inside of everybody, they know that there's truth. They know that there is truth, and they know what's right and wrong, and then they know that there's a God. And so when you engage into conversing with these people, and you can show beyond a shadow of a doubt something they've never seen before as fact and truth, they don't care. They plug their ears at it.
Yeah.
And they say, this is the way I feel, and I'm not changing it for anybody. Then you see what it's really about.
Because this is what I do.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, just think of the next lawless invention. Let's just go ahead and try to throw it on the American people. Because that's really what they're doing. They're saying, let's have free reign. Because they're not doing anything about it anyway.
So they won't be corrected. And it's like the debate that, it wasn't even a debate. It was a conversation Martin Luther King Jr. had when they put him on the table. And they said, well, if we pull out of Vietnam, then we'll have to admit that we were wrong and maybe we shouldn't have went there. And boy, that would, you know, that would bring down the prestige of the United States government. And he said, no, on the contrary, because JFK did it. When we admit we're wrong, we show we're strong.
Yeah, and another point when he said that, and I think the people need to hear this, Jake, is he was also asked by, what was it, Tony Curtis, who was so far out of his league. It's like, dude, just it's better for you to shut up. MLK is in the ring all the time, okay, dog? So sit down, shut up, and listen.
Just give him the
mic. But what he said is, he said, don't you feel that you're doing a disservice to the black young men that are in Vietnam? And MLK, in his wisdom, rightly said to him, I'm proven to be their best friends by trying to get them out of Vietnam.
That's right.
That's right. They didn't think things through, did they?
That's right.
No. They wanted to justify their unrighteousness, and they didn't care how far they had to go. 58,000 men died and women died in Vietnam just so they could justify themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. And this goes back right back to Saul Alinsky, whose father was the devil.
He said that.
That's right. Yep. He gave Satan, he was the first radical, and this guy's a radical. So here's the mentality, is radicals will justify the means because they justify it by the
even
end.
When they don't know what the means are.
Exactly. And here's the thing, is if the means are incorrect and they can be shown and proved that they're incorrect, they don't care. So how do you do that? I mean, how do you trust, how do you allow, how do you have somebody in power that controls power that even when they're wrong, they won't admit that they're wrong, they'll justify, they may kill a few people in the meantime to cover up the fact that they're wrong.
I think they know what their objective is, Jake, so they don't think they're wrong in getting to...
The means justifies the end.
As the Muslims say, by any means necessary.
Right. The means justifies
the
end.
Right.
And here's the dangerous part, because it's not that I think that they're misled. They know what they're doing, just like Obama knows what he's doing, just like everybody in this administration knows what
he does. Well, Fox is still trying to figure out, does he hate us?
Exactly. It's the people that are watching these newscasts, Fox or NBC, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
They think that they actually maybe don't know what they're doing. If they can really be convinced of the truth, that they'll actually follow it, no.
Yeah.
It's an agenda.
They hate the truth.
That's right.
That's why they're at war with
God. They
do
hate the truth.
And it's a war they're going to lose. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, 1 John 3:18. We love you by what we do. Again, friends, we will talk to you in 23 short hours. You know, most people count sheep.
Mm-hmm.
These guys count the Sons of Liberty.
That's right.
At night. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. See you.
Sons of
Liberty. Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.